And we're being joined now on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KIA, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, by Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach Kelsey Goff. Our final interview of the season, kind of wrapping up the season. Kelsey, you know, let's take the 20,000 overfoot view of the season. Another very successful season for the Saints, and a lot of goals checked off this season.
Yes, absolutely. We had our banquet last night, so it was nice to, you know, go over some of those accomplishments and just talk about, you know, everyone that played a part this season on our success. I think one of the top ones is finishing 10-0 in the Bluegrass Conference. It's the first time in my coaching career that I had won that one outright, and then to go undefeated. So getting that, you know, you get a trophy with it and just kind of get that that honor and recognition, I think is one of the highlights. I know I'm having another 18-win season. This year was another accomplishment. Last year we won 18 games also. So I think to see that success with wins is also says a lot about our the team. It was a lot of even just individual successes throughout the season. I would say, you know, the top highlight for the individual wise is Addie Wadley breaking the school record for her career. She broke on the record in January against Seymour, and then obviously just continued to set that new record. And so she now, with the season ended, holds that record for girls basketball at Melcher Dallas.
And, it wasn't just all her, and I think you knew that going in, that you were going to get some other contributors, and you got that, and maybe a few that maybe surprise some people on the outside looking in.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the biggest ones would be sophomore Kesley Reed. Everybody knew we had that fifth starting spot to fill with some of the seniors she graduated last year, and specifically in that post position is what I was looking for. So, to have her step in just from the very beginning, you know, she started all games. And just to see her progress throughout the season. I mean, she started, just as a sophomore who barely had any, varsity experience last year as a freshman. She took it on, full force. And then by the end of the season, I mean, she was one of the most recognized post players in the conference. I mean, there were nights where she was just a daily, nightly trip out on the court was getting double doubles, so getting those offensive, defensive rebounds, and then getting those points scored for us. She was the second leading scorer for us this year, which is a huge surprise, which I know some injuries did hinder some of our upperclassmen throughout the season, but it was so good to see her to step up and be that second leading scorer, which is what we needed, was somebody to help support Addie every night out there on the court.
And, you mentioned that Kesley had to step up in some injured roles. Gabby Overgaard, your, post player that really kind of started the season as your number one, she had an injury that kept her out a lot of the season. But, you had Kesley kind of the next player up, if you will, to go out and really kind of take that load, off everybody's shoulders.
Yeah, it was, as Gabby's senior season, it was very devastating to beginning of the season, think that she would not be able to play at all with her injury. We were told it was going to be season ending, and, she wouldn't see another time out on the court this year, but she stayed patient, and I know that her and her parents, worked hard to get some answers, see what some treatment could do, and just doing what they needed to do. And then she was able to come back for a few games towards the end of the season. So, in the meantime, having Kesley Reed there, a couple of other sophomores. Once again, we had to go down to my sophomores to help out was Ashlyn Metz. She put in some good time there starting and getting time on the court as that other post player with Kesley. And then even Danny Enfield. And if anybody knows Danny Enfield, you look at her and her height would not say she's a post player, but she has that just drive and just that will to go hard down there and push people around and take the pushing that she might get with those that are taller than her. But yeah, it was good to see those two sophomores along with Kesley step up when we needed that post presence with Gabby out throughout the season.
And you mentioned those other girls, Ashlyn Metz and Danny Enfield. They also contributed too, along with a few of your other sophomores. And in that, I remember being at one game where Lottie Nolte just gave you incredible minutes. And maybe she doesn't play that well. You probably don't win the game.
Yeah, there were, yeah, definitely other games, yes, throughout the season where, yeah, Lottie would even come off the bench and she would give me some good minutes, whether it was on the defensive or she could shoot some three pointers. And, she only made a couple on the season, but like you said, there was in some games where we actually needed those points, because the other team was getting on a run or, we just needed some more emphasis there to get our run going and to seal the deal on a win or something. So yeah, those four sophomores all together have definitely played such a huge role in our success this season.
Talking to Kelsey Goff, Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach on KNIA KRLS. I want to go back to one of the highlights of the season. It didn't start out as a highlight during the conference tournament. You get upset in the semifinals against Seymour, and the girls were incredibly crushed about that. And I thought that could have been a game that could have sent you one way downward or the other way. All right, this is one game. We got bigger fish to fry. And the latter happened. You went out, crushed ACA in the consolation, and made it all the way to a regional semifinal this year.
Yeah, and I know. Yeah, we had talked about this a couple of times, but like you said, you just don't know as a coach when that was one of our goals that we wanted to check off again this year to win the conference tournament, and then you get beat in the semifinals, and so then you turn around and the next day you're playing for third place against ACA, who was probably expected to be in the championship game too. So you come in on a Saturday at noon, and you're just not sure after getting beat how the girls are going to respond. But I just know them, and I could just tell that they were ready just to just go out there, play hard, and just take it to whoever they were playing, who we were playing, and it ended up being ACA, So it was good to see them, yeah, like you said, bounce back, just keep that fire moving, making them realize our season is not ended. We still had, like you said, few games to go, end up making it to third round of districts. And just keep going and not letting up and getting those wins and not wanting our season to be done quite yet.
One we haven't talked about, and maybe we'll talk about to her and the rest of seniors, was Kiana Jackson. I mean, you had a senior group led by, a 5-foot diminutive young lady that was, looked like she could do everything, but your senior class just absolutely was really the kind of glue that held this team together.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm definitely glad you brought her up because she is one that just even looking back as a freshman, it was kind of like I said, we had our banquet last night. So looking back on the seniors' career and specifically her, she was no, outstanding scorer by any means, because she just knew her role, within the team and even within that senior class. But she actually, as a freshman, all the way through her senior year, she started all but one game, and so I think that says a lot just about her as a player and then just, her ability to just to adapt to those different players that have been around her. I mean, she improved greatly since a freshman and then all the way up here to her senior year, to be able to say she started, all but one game her high school career is phenomenal. I would say her expertise for what she was known for on our end as coaches and even in the conference was her defense. She was one that could get down there and rebound with the best of them, Gabby, Kesley, other post players within the conference and get those offensive defensive rebounds. She was one that could get step in those passing lanes, read the passing, read those the read how those passing lanes were going to go and get the ball. Tip balls, holy cow, I don't know how I wish there was a stat to keep for that. I know a lot of coaches do, but for players like her that just get their fingertips or a hand up there just to tip it away, and whether she gets the steal, her teammate gets the steal, or, you know, the other team goes for it and then they turn it over. So she is really one of those players that, yeah, we will be missed, that is part of that senior class is Kiana Jackson.
Well, let's turn back or turn our attention to what you got coming in or coming back next year. You got a lot of holes to fill, for lack of a better term, but I've heard that the freshman class may be kind of one of those classes everybody's kind of been pointing to, is not to put any pressure on them, but hey, this is a pretty good class. You know, maybe when they get a year or two of varsity experience, this may continue with the success rate.
Yeah, there's five of them, you know, and it's always good to see those numbers when they come in as fresh. You really do hope that they stick out all 4 years, but, you know, they are one that just getting that varsity time, you know, transitioning from junior high basketball to varsity ball is a huge eye opener, you know. So some of them did get a little bit of time on the court, not a whole lot, kind of like the sophomores last year when they were freshmen. But yeah, I mean, I could see Lily Snyder. She's a guard. Has a heck of a shot too as a three-pointer. I mean, she would come in varsity games and she made five three-pointers throughout the season. And, you know, it's just one of those times where, you know, she just steps in there, and I'm sure she was scared to death. But, you know, she might be one that I look forward to, and the coaches and I have talked about maybe making into our point guard, because obviously we have a huge gap to fill with a point guard that we with Addie leaving, you know, having her these past 4 years. So I know Lily Snyder, there's a couple other guards, Maggie and Ashlyn, you know, even a decent sized a post player, Kenley Bennett, who is the boys coach's daughter. So yeah, there's a lot of potential there, you know, and all of them do have that work ethic. You know, they have been wanting to spend extra time in the gym. They, you know, approach us coaches asking them, you know, what can they improve on, or how can they fix this, or do better than that. So I would say, yeah, looking forward to see how this freshman class evolves and, you know, just improves throughout the season, because, or, you know, even in the off season, I guess, because we will definitely need some of them next year. I know another one that's just kind of been up and down that I'll have coming back. She's a junior, Madison DeYoung. She'll be a senior next year, and she just has had just injury after injury since she was a freshman. Even this year, she was out a few games with two different injuries. So she is one too that is just kind of really not on stat sheets too much, but she's out there, you know, playing hard defensive wise, hustling, getting steals, taking it to the hoop.
All right, well, Kelsey, thanks a lot for your time this year, and we'll look forward to next winter for Melcher Dallas girls basketball.
Yes, thank you so much, Derek, for your coverage this season. We'll talk next season.
All right, that's Kelsey Goff, Melcher Dallas girls basketball coach. We'll have more on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner coming up on KNIA.